Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and Benjelica joining us here on the phone as In Focus continues on a Friday morning. Ben, let's talk a little bit about target shooting and what we've got coming up with that.
Well, that's the reconstruction of Francis Creek Range. And let's plan an event, 4th of July, Randolph, Kansas. And I'd have to look what day of the week that is. But let's hope that range at Randolph, Francis Creek Range, is up and running by the 4th of July of 2022. And we can plan a Cayman-sponsored 4th of July, let's go to the range day.
Okay. I'll pitch that to the salespeople. hope they're listening.
Now, we do have a target shooting that we're accommodating. And again, we're doing a Tuttle Creek assisted or a Tuttle Creek area assisted deer hunt in September and October. And the one needs to sign up ahead of time. We're working on putting this together. Last year, we had an abbreviated version, but there's target shooting involved with that. We allow youth or disabled to participate, but they must qualify. So they shoot at a pie plate at 50 yards. If they're planning on going deer hunting with a guide, and but they must qualify with a deer rifle. And so that target shooting is done on a private range by appointment. But that program, we hope to take 16 total hunters. That's my goal for this year. And that would be at least 6 youth and at least 6 disabled of any age. So we have that program getting started. It's kind of an advanced hunter education course. I hope to have a little older youth up to not yet 18. So we as an agency are kind of changing our definition of a youth, and that is a youth we're going toward defining as not yet 18. And this program for deer hunting, if someone needs help to go deer hunting, we can provide that.
All right. It's a wonderful program, and those kids love that, don't they?
Well, we were successful last year with all the obstacles. This also includes a session open to the public, and that is that they can come and learn how to process their deer. By the way, the fishing clinic on Thursday evening, I hope to do some fish cleaning. And sometimes that's difficult. If a person's getting into fishing, they maybe don't know how to clean a fish. And that is going to be part of our program Thursday evening, is how to clean a fish. And my method uses an electric knife. That does make it much easier.
Hmm. All right. Good stuff. Well, it's also important here, and summer's winding down here in about a month, but for folks to be safe on the waters, it's always an important thing.
Well, with the heat we have, it might be a good idea to jump in the lake. And jumping in the lake might, I would suggest a life jacket is utilized. Just last night, I told you about the news of 16-year-olds fishing without a license, but they're going toward getting that solved. And then I'm out later too, because that's when the people are out, and there were some boats on the lake. There was some light problems, so it's no secret that after sundown your boat must have a light. So that kind of water safety thing is going to be my focus with people. With the heat and being out later in the evening, boats must have the proper lights.
Okay. I did not know that. That's something, I guess it makes sense. You don't want any accidents out on the lake.
Well, it's much like your car. You need to have the lights turned on if it's raining or if, after sundown. So your lights come on at sundown, and you may legally turn them off at sunrise. I hope I'm right on that. I'd have to talk to my local highway patrolman, but I'm pretty sure that's how it goes.
Okay. Well, very good. Well, Ben, is there anything else before we wrap things up here this morning?
Well, I think we've gotten through the list.
I think so.
Fishing, hunting. Elk permits are going on sale, and anybody can buy those, but the problem is where's the elk, and where do you have permission to shoot an elk? But that's the latest, is elk season opens soon.
Okay, well, we'll look forward to hearing more about that and talking to you again here at the end of August. Ben, it's always good to talk to you, and I hope you have a good weekend.
I've got my calendar out, and we could make it another Friday, but the end of August is on the Tuesday, so I'm looking forward to it, Brandon.
All right, sounds good. Ben Jelica with the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, thanks so much.
Thank you, Brandon.
Stay tuned. We'll have more in focus after this on K-Man.